The news continues to happen, and the Schrader Show is here to decipher the madness, to make sense of what's real and what's propaganda, to offer a point of view. This is 1360 and 97.5 WTAQ. Now, here's Steve Schrader.
Well, good Saturday afternoon, Northeast Wisconsin. This is the Schrader Show. I would imagine a lot of you are out in this beautiful weather. I don't blame you. We're going to be out programming. Note, we're going to be out of here at 2:30. There is a 3:05 Brewers game, so that's how it works. 35 minutes before Brewers is our time that we need to be out. So, we'll be out at 2:35. Another programming note, early this coming week, we're going to be taping an interview with J. Christian Adams of the Public Interest Legal Foundation. Should be a great interview. They're actually doing work right here in Green Bay. And taking on, helping out with a lawsuit filed against Celestine Jeffries. So good news from them. We'll be talking to him earlier in the week, and we'll probably put it in our podcast on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday, as well as air it next Saturday on the show. So programming notes are over. Shannon is behind the board. As always, we are ready to go. So, Shannon, I want you to chime in here right off the bat. Got a lot of topics to get into, including the border, Israel and Iran, and just everything going on here, the fights in Congress. But, you know, earlier this week, came the news that OJ had died. And obviously, it's a story. We got to talk about it. But you and I both looked at each other and said, you know, it's 2024, the most important election, certainly of our lives. Let's not spend too much time talking about this.
Yeah. So we only did a little bit on the podcast.
We did, but we still have to cover it, right? And yeah. Cover the way the media covered it. I mean, again, talk about make you sick to your stomach, the way the media, for the most part, covered it. They just completely ignored the fact that he basically decapitated two people.
Right. And they talked a lot about his football legacy, too, instead of his murder legacy.
Right. Exactly. So we've got a couple of sound bites we want to share on this. The first one is from a while back. I think it was a couple of years back. We don't have the exact time on it. But again, this is how this guy paraded around after being acquitted of murder back in the 90s, cut 23.
Hey, Twitter world, it's me, yours truly. It's heard something really interesting today. You know, with 99 or whatever percent of people dying or the unvaccinated from the new COVID stuff, and over 90% of hospitalizations, especially in Florida, are among the unvaccinated. A female doctor was on this morning. She made the best analogy I've heard. She said that being vaccinated is like wearing your seatbelt, that it doesn't guarantee you won't get in an accident, but if you do, you have a much better chance of surviving. Hey, get your shots. I don't like wearing masks. And as you people who aren't getting the shots that has brought this mask thing back, I'm just saying, take care.
So if you want vaccine advice from a serial killer, there it is.
Yeah, that's not who I want advice from.
I know. But again, this guy comes out there like, oh, yeah, the world's on edge on what your COVID policy is there, OJ.
Oh,
I mean, the chutzpah. And here was the thing, and I'll give credit where credit's due on this, to Clay Travis. He said, look, I believe in forgiveness and giving people a second chance, right? But OJ never asked for that forgiveness. He pretended like he didn't do it till the day he died.
Correct.
And again, the coverage of it has been pathetic, including what we're going to share with you here in cut number 19. This is Ashley Addison. CNN, I believe this was CNN. This wasn't PMSNBC. This is their legal analyst talking about OJ. Cut 19.
But it was so racially charged because of what had happened just before with Rodney King, but also just how Black Americans feel about policing. It's not like O.J. Simpson was the leader of the civil rights movement of his era. You right. know, he wasn't a social justice leader, but he represented something for the Black community in that moment, in that trial, particularly because there were two white people who had been killed, and the history around how Black people have been persecuted during slavery. There were just so many layers. And I guess I would just close with this, is that there was racial tension then, there is racial tension now. It might not be the backdrop of the Trump campaign, but until this country is ready to actually have an honest conversation about the racial dynamics from our origin story till today, we will always have moments like O.J. Simpson that manifest, and our country will always be divided if we don't actually deal with the issue of race.
Okay. First of all, Shannon, I want your take on it. But so what you're saying is Black people can relate to wanting to kill two white people?
That sounds,
because that's kind of
right?
what she said.
Yeah, it is what she said.
And it's like, OG, you know, while he wasn't a civil rights leader, he did represent, oh, you mean the ability to do something and get away with it? What?
Yeah, well, and then the jury, they talked to the jury, and the jury said,
oh, we're going to share that. Oh. We've got that cut. You found that cut. Oh, yeah, we're going to share it, because here's one of the jurors in cut number 16 was asked about it and flat out admitted that 90% of the Black people in the jury wanted this as payback for Rodney King, cut 16.
Do you think that they're members of the jury that voted to acquit OJ because of Rodney King?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
How many of you think felt that way?
Oh, probably 90% of them.
90%? Did you feel that way?
Yes.
That was payback.
Uh-huh.
You think that's right?
She just kind of shakes her head there.
Yeah.
And like, well, you know, yeah, I mean, again, two wrongs don't make a right. And look, what happened to Rodney King shouldn't have happened. Now, Rodney King, by the way, had a rap sheet about 4 miles long, too. Those cops also had multiple interactions with Rodney King prior to that. So there was a lot leading up to it. But again, this is the garbage you get out of the mainstream media. And we're supposed to believe that they're unbiased. On that same note, I've got a story in the stack of stuff about the CCN. No, not CNN. I'll tell you who they are, but they control, well, about 2 billion of us see their garbage product every year across the planet. I'll tell you who that is, because they're literally buying all the narrative on climate change. So we'll get into that. Lots to get into, including just, I fear as Israel and Iran look, everything that you see on the news says Iran is getting ready to launch a major attack on Israel. Not good news. Again, Biden's weakness is being taken advantage of, and it could lead us all to World War III. That's the real danger of this. When you have an incompetent president, you never know what's going to... I mean, again, we'll keep our eyes on it, but it's getting pretty scary out there. You're listening to The Schrader Show. Back in a minute.